This weekend we're celebrating Thanksgiving, and there are so many things to thank the Lord for. One of them is that the Lord prepares us for heaven. In the Word, the Lord compares the ways He prepares us for heaven to farming. So we can think about how the Lord is the farmer. He raises the crop from beginning to end. He really does all the work, but yet He gives us jobs to do so that we can help in the farming too. So first of all, the Lord prepares the ground to make it good ground for the crops to grow in. And the way He does that is by giving us good states, lots of good states. From the first time when we're just newborn, the Lord gives us what He calls remains, because these states remain with us all our life and forever in heaven. He gives us states of innocence, complete trust in our parents, and love for our parents who represent the Lord to us when we're little. As we get a little older, the Lord also gives us states of love for other children, our siblings and our playmates. And these states of love to the Lord and love toward other children make the good ground in which grown-up states of love to the Lord and love toward the neighbor, the two great loves of heaven, can grow up in us. Parents can help the Lord provide the children with remains. And the Lord provides remains for every child, at least some remains for everyone who is born. The second thing the Lord does is to prepare the seeds. And the seeds are all the wonderful truths we learn as we grow up. We first learn the stories of the Word. And from the Word, we learn who the Lord is and what He's like. We learn about His kingdom of heaven and also about hell. And we learn about how to live a good life. We learn the Ten Commandments and what that means for how we live. When we get older, we learn about moral virtues or strengths. Things like being in control of ourselves and not carrying things too far, but being in moderation. And having a strong work ethic of wanting to do a good job and being willing to help out. And things like being generous and being modest. All these ways that are good ways to live. We learn about those things. And those are like good seeds in a sack ready to be planted. And then when we become adults, then the seeds can be planted. But first, the ground needs to be prepared some more. It needs to be plowed and harrowed. Otherwise, the seeds will fall on hard ground and the birds will come and eat them. Or they'll fall in ground that's got too many rocks in it, and then there won't be enough root for the plant, and the sun comes out, it will burn up. Or it will get choked out by the weeds. Because the Lord tells us that if we don't plow the ground, then weeds are what's going to grow there, not good food for us. The Lord told Adam in the garden, once we had eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, now thorns and thistles are going to grow for you, and you're going to eat bread in the sweat of your face. It's going to be hard work to get good things out of the ground. But we can do it because the Lord is with us, and He gives us the strength to do that hard work. And so how do we do that hard work? What do we do to plow and harrow and break up the ground and pull the weeds out? Well, we take the Lord's teachings, the things He teaches us, and we say, what does that mean for me? Like, for example, I want to go to heaven. I want to be part of the Lord's kingdom. I want to be a good person. I want to be able to go to where it's beautiful, where all my friends are, where the Lord gives me a job to do that I love doing and I'm really good at it. And I don't want to go to hell, a hideous, horrible, ugly place where I'm surrounded by enemies who hate me and want to hurt me. I don't want to go there. So I want to live a good life. So therefore, I'm going to be willing to let the Lord hold me back from doing some bad things that I feel like doing sometimes. And when I've done them, when I find I've done something wrong, I'm going to admit it to myself and to the Lord, and I'm going to pray, help me not do that again, and I'm going to stop. That's called repentance. That's how we prepare the ground. We break up those weeds and pull them out. Take, for example, if you're coming into a new job, you have high ideals. I'm going to do a good job of this job. I'm going to learn a lot of things. I'm going to do a fair job for my employer and for the people that this company serves. And so you start out well, but evil spirits come along and they want to sow weeds in your mind. They want to make you feel bored. They want to make you feel tired. I'm too tired to do a good job today. I think I'll just take a shortcut instead. They'll make you listen to other workers there, perhaps, who say the boss doesn't treat me fairly, therefore it's right for me to not treat him fairly. And all those kinds of things, they stir up in your mind, and then you have to choose. Am I going to listen to them, or am I going to pull those weeds out and decide to do the right thing, follow the Lord, be practice for heaven, where angels love to do a good job? Or take, for example, marriage. When people get married, the Lord provides that they love each other very much and they want to be together forever. But over the course of time, evil spirits come along and they sow trouble into the marriage if they can. And so they like to say things like, wow, this person thinks really differently from me. This person wants something really different from what I want. That's not how I would raise the children. This is how I would do it. And then you can say, well, I give up. You know, I'm not going to talk to that person anymore. I'm just going to go away and do my thing, or I'm going to insist that they do it my way. Stuff like that is what the evil spirits suggest to us. Or worse, they say that you should be resentful and hateful towards this other person. Or worse, they say that they suggest that we should think filthy thoughts and think about going away from our partner to some other person who's going to be better for us. So what do we do when those thoughts come into our heads? That's right. We yank them out of the ground and throw them away as fast as we can, as earnestly as we can. We get rid of those weeds. If we don't do any weeding, what's going to happen? Those weeds are going to keep growing and growing, and pretty soon we're not going to care about anything but us. And we're not going to care about the Lord. We're not even going to think about Him or eternal life anymore. Just think about the world. But on the other hand, the Lord is with us, so we can do that weeding, and we can prepare ourselves for heaven in that way. Are we really doing the work, though? Is it really us who makes the good things grow?
The Lord does.
The Lord makes the good things grow. That's right. And so that's one of the main things that the Lord taught us in our recitation, that the farmer does his bit, but the Lord is the one who makes the good things grow. In amazing ways, wonderful ways, the Lord makes new things, regeneration happen, new loves grow up in us. Things we didn't care about before grow up to become something that we care about a lot. And completely new ways of looking at things and thinking about things grow up in us. The Lord makes a good crop begin to grow. So we can be so thankful to the Lord for being the farmer, for giving us the strength to do our part in the work of farming, and to recognize that really the Lord does it all, from the very beginning, from preparing the ground all the way to the harvest, bringing us into heaven. So let's be good farmers. Let's be vigilant against the weeds in our lives and pull them out and follow the Lord as best we can. And it's amazing how much good fruit the Lord brings into our lives and from our lives. And of course, it's all the Lord's doing in the way He's preparing us for heaven. Amen.